Hello and welcome back to the Cozy COVID Podcast for day 4. Today we have a special guest with us today, which is Catherine.
Hello.
We're going to be asking you some few questions to get to know you.
Okay.
Where did you go to college?
I went to college at University of Central Missouri, which is in Warrensburg, Missouri.
What was your major?
My major was psychology and child and family development.
All right. And what's your favorite food to cook?
Oh, to cook?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Oh, I really like making rosemary focaccia.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
That's my favorite.
And what job do you have right now for work? Like, where you work?
Yeah.
What job
do you work at? Right now, I am working as a nanny to 2 kids, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old.
And what are their names?
Reed and Edie.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Our guest host has a special caller for today.
We will be speaking to Molly Welsh.
Hello?
Hi, Molly.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine. Hey, Preston.
Here with Preston. Welcome to the Cozy COVID Podcast.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We have a few questions for you, if that's okay.
Of course.
What TV shows have you been watching lately because of the COVID pandemic?
Well, I did just finish The Tiger King on Netflix.
Oh, we're going to watch that one.
Yeah, my brother's been watching it.
Yeah.
I've heard it's pretty crazy.
You can't ever really be prepared for that show.
Like, yeah.
I thought I knew what it was going into it, but I still had no idea.
That's how I feel. Like, Nathan has just told us how crazy it is. Like,
yeah.
How wild it is. And I feel like, okay, yeah, this is going to be crazy. But then I know I'm going to watch it and just, like, not have any words.
He said a guy ran for president that owned 2 tigers. He's tried running for, like, presidency.
What?
Yeah. Oh, no, he has, like, 200 tigers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Hopefully we'll be watching that soon.
Yes.
That's a good, entertaining one.
Yeah.
And I just started, I think it's called 100 Humans. That's
okay.
Also on Netflix.
Huh.
And they kind of like, it's almost like Mythbusters, but it's more like social problems.
Oh, okay.
Like, they look into, like, do more attractive people receive, like, fewer years in prison for crimes?
Oh, that sounds
interesting. Sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the ultimate battle of, like, which way does the toilet paper go when you hang it up?
Yeah.
Like,
do they look at, like the patent for, like, the toilet paper when it was first, like, made? I think there was, like, a patent that was made for it, and it shows, like, which direction the toilet paper is facing, and people would argue their stance based off, like, that patent. But I haven't seen,
yeah,
I don't know if it was real or not.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the toilet paper one yet, so
yeah,
maybe that'll be on there. I think they kind of have, like, they have, like, 100 people of all different, like, backgrounds and ages and ethnicities, and they do, like, experiments with those people to, like, answer
okay.
the questions. So, I'm excited to see that one.
Yeah.
That's very crazy.
Yeah.
And interesting. Very, very crazy and very interesting.
Yeah.
Like, how they made a show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the idea that they came up with.
Yeah. I'll have to watch that one. You'll have to watch that one with me, bud.
Yeah.
Who was the last person you talked to yesterday?
Yesterday?
Let's see. Or recently?
I'm at my dad's house right now.
You're okay.
So
that's good, though, so then you're not all by yourself.
Yeah, I came over here and watched our church is doing masses through YouTube. So
okay.
I watched church with my dad and my brother.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It's nice
yeah.
to be able to go somewhere and have other people to hang out with since you live by yourself.
It is nice to get out of the house my apartment, even though I'm just going right down the road to my dad.
Or even to just, like, to go on a walk.
We tried
or just drive around.
We tried doing that, but we're not allowed to.
Yeah. My dad went and got tested for the virus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we haven't been able to leave the house for, like,
feeling
for, like,
sick?
10 days. Yeah. And he's been quarantined in his room. He hasn't left his room since Sunday.
He eats in his room.
Wow.
He does work in his room. He sleeps in his room.
Yeah.
He does everything in his room.
And so, wow. Yeah, how we're not allowed to leave the house to even, like, go on a walk or anything.
Yeah, I bet you guys are getting stir crazy then.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I asked yesterday, I was like, can I just go on a drive? I won't go anywhere. I won't do anything. I just want to get out of the house. And he's like, no, you cannot do it. Because, like, I guess if they, like, you know, if like, the government finds out we were out after dad got tested, then we can get fined or I'm not sure exactly what the rules are.
My friend said that if you go outside, if you get, like, tested and stuff, you can get, like, fined a bunch of money and you can get put in jail or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're really cracking down on it so people will take it.
Yeah.
Serious.
One more question here. Have you learned anything new or tried any new hobbies with the time you've had off?
I have been working on this craft that my mom got me. It's called like diamond art or diamond dot. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like, it's kind of like a paint by number thing. Ooh. But instead of using paint, it has like little
It's like little jewels.
Yeah, like
I've seen them on TV.
Yeah,
they've been advertising it more lately, probably.
Yeah, I've seen it on Facebook.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. I've been working on that.
Haven't you liked that?
Yeah, I would like that.
That's kind of time-consuming.
Yeah.
Helps pass the time more. Besides that, not too much. Kind of just, you know, watching new shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Reading some new books.
Yeah.
Taking this time to kind of read all the books that are on my list that I haven't really gotten to.
Yep.
Yeah.
I downloaded a paint by numbers like app on my phone.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I've been doing that.
Yeah.
It's really easy and it's not hard, but it's just like filling in colors on your screen basically.
Yeah.
So it's nothing difficult.
The virtual version.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to try the diamond art thing or anything, let me know. I can always drop something off on your porch.
Okay.
You know.
What's the one that you're doing right now? What's the picture?
It's a sloth.
Ooh.
With some, like, flowers and leaves and stuff. So.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture when it's done because it's taking a lot of my time.
That's good to keep you busy, though.
It's a good hobby to keep busy.
Yeah,
and it definitely it's something that'll like keep your hands busy.
Yeah,
like
well, you can like watch TV while you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. If you're feeling just like a little more stir crazy.
Yeah, and then you don't feel as like non-productive.
Yeah, or even just you don't feel so lazy because you're not just laying there.
You're moving around a little bit.
Yeah.
You can do things at once.
Yeah, multitasking.
Yeah.
All right, well, buddy, do you want to sign her off?
All right, thank you.
All right,
I enjoyed your call.
I had a great time. It was good talking to you both.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Bye, Molly.
Bye.
Bye.
And that concludes our special guest speaker for today. On to our next caller,
which is Dylan. What have you been doing while staying at home to pass the time?
I've basically just been binge watching WWE.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Seth Rollins.
Alright. And have you played any games lately? Like any video games or games on your phone?
Yeah.
What games were they?
I've been playing Red Dead Redemption, Fortnite, and some old wrestling games.
Out of all those, which one's your favorite?
Probably Red Dead Redemption.
Alright. Any movie suggestions?
No.
Alright. Favorite TV show or YouTuber?
Can I give you my favorite TV show and YouTuber?
Yes.
Okay, so my favorite TV show, it's a show called Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And my favorite YouTuber right now is probably Jake Paul.
What do you like about Jake Paul?
He's crazy.
Anything else?
No.
Alright. Have you done anything creative, or like any hobbies at home, or anything creative while it's like at home?
I've been making some YouTube videos. Does that count?
Yes. Alright.
I've been trying to make a podcast, but that hasn't been working out so well for me.
Alright. Have any of your plans been canceled by the virus?
What?
Were any of your plans canceled because of the virus?
My parents' wedding was canceled because of the virus. And I think we were supposed to be going to Branson in June, but I don't know if that's happening or not because of the virus. So...
Alright, what music have you listened to lately? Like, any music you have listened to lately? Or, like...
Country.
What is your favorite country artist?
Oh, jeez, this is hard. I'm gonna give you two. Cody Johnson and Luke Bryan.
Alright, thank you for calling.
Thank you for listening to the Cozy COVID podcast. And stay tuned for our next episode coming in a few weeks. And stay tuned for our new podcast coming out called The Daily Person Show. Episode 1's already out. Bye.